There are about 1,300 women in Wisconsin prisons. That's 100 fewer than 5 years ago. The good news, according to Milwaukee researcher Dan Campagna, is that the number is not rising. The bad news, he says, is that the cost to taxpayers of locking these women up is more than just paying their room and board.
There's regenerative costs. If their children, by example, mimic their mothers, then they simply are regenerating these same costs as they get older, through the school system, criminal justice system, and so forth.
In interviews with 60 women at the Techita prison, several told Campagna that while they were in prison, their children had joined gangs or landed in juvenile detention centers. Compounding that problem, says Campagna, is the stigma the women face when they're released to try to rebuild their lives. The director of a program that helps women offenders reunite with their families agrees. Paulette Romashko of ARC Community Services says helping women learn to be parents again is the key to keeping them from returning to prison.
Women really can be dealt with great savings to all systems if they're dealt with in the community. You keep them with their families, you keep them as moms with their children, you support them, you help them.
A spokesperson for the Department of Corrections says the state is trying to do just that. A new federally funded pilot program aimed at women ex-offenders has family reunification as a key component, along with employment training, housing assistance, and drug and alcohol treatment. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.